Hello, everybody, and good evening. This is E.T. Ron with E.T. Healing Clinic, and we're going to be doing healings for the next hour here. I'll just first talk a little bit about who and what I am. My spirit is a light being up on the creation light ship, and this is my first incarnation in about 3,000 years here. I don't do any book reading. The information that I receive is strictly from where I'm plugged in from and to, and everything seems to come to me quite naturally. So what I am is I'll use the term ET doctor up on the creation light ship, and I can see up there just like I can see here. And the light ship is here now to help people in the ascension process. And the ship comes here once every 2,000 years to help all the sentient beings here or across the universe and the humans here on this planet to move into a higher consciousness. And the sad part is that most people are not in their bodies right now to allow their body to go through the consciousness shift, which means go into another dimension with full consciousness. And so that's kind of where I come in. I'm trying to help people do this process. The main thing is you need to get out of judgment, and you need to clean and clear the cells of your body so that you're out of judgment, so that your spirit can walk into you. Most people are only 20% in their bodies. When you're originally born, you're 100%. And your spirit has the tools for ascension. It's from the divine, and it already knows how to do this process. But unfortunately, most people are not aware of that, and they're using this particular time, since we have so much technology here, to kind of get sidetracked. Normally, on most other planets, the people, before they conceive a child, start working on themselves about 250 years before the 2000 cycle shift. And so typically, if it was like our planet, you would probably have maybe 3 to 5 generations of people. And each time the parents would work on themselves to clean their emotions out of their body so that when they conceived a child, it would be much purer than what they were. And we all know that we are the makeup of our ancestors. Our genetic history is from them. And in each lifetime that the body is here, the body is trying to release these dense energies out of it to help itself live longer. So we have one aspect, our spirit in our body, and the other aspect is having our body here, and the body is just like a living organism, and the spirit here that we have is here to help the body in the healing process by being a conduit for the divine energy to come into it, to bring it back into wholeness. And when you're in judgment, then your spirit cannot come into that low density because it does not live there. The divine does not judge. The divine is only in the moment. And so with this particular aspect of your spirit, it can't be with you when you're angry or upset. When you're upset, you're out of your body. And because this planet has a lot of low-density energies here, which you may want to call, say, poltergeist or ghost, these energies are flying around here all through our realities here, and when we're out of our body, these energies come into us, and then if they like us, they'll stay with us. So this is the main reason why most people are only 20% in their body. So part of the healing that I'm going to do right now on you is help you release entities. So this will take probably about a couple of minutes of time here. So I'm just releasing entities out of you right now, and I'm using the creation lightship energy to connect with everyone listening. And normally people feel tingles in their body when this happens. They may feel a warmth. And if you get a mirror out, you may look in the mirror after this little healing session here, and you should find your eyes a little bit brighter. So we're just clearing out entities now out of you. And there's quite a few, and they're being healed. They're being put back into the earth energy again, because they're not a divine energy, so to speak, of a real high consciousness. Their energy is from the earth. And the entities cannot look out of your eyes. That's why if you see somebody and they don't look quite right to you and their eyes are kind of glossed over, then there's something else looking out of them, and sometimes it could be very scary looking as you feel the person's vibration. But basically your spirit will have light coming out of your eyes, and you're going to see that depth in someone's eyes. Their eyes will be really lit up, and you can feel spirit energy. Where an entity, your eyes are really dark and kind of clouded over. And here we go. Okay, so I'm now going to collect your spirit energy around you. So the creation light ship now is moving about, looking around for the different fragments of you. There could be millions of these out there. Remember, each time you go through life, just in one day, if you get upset or hurt yourself, your spirit leaves you because of trauma. So if you go through a couple hundred traumas in a day, and it was too low a vibration for your spirit to handle, it will leave. And normally, in most cases, it won't come back to you. It's like it's been there, done that, and it wants to just stay away. So right now we're calling back these spirit fragments of yourself. This could be called a soul retrieval. And right now they're being cleansed and cleared. And it's hard to say how much more you're going to be in your body. Everyone is different. It depends how much energies we're releasing out of you as far as the entities. But right now your spirit is cleared and cleansed. You may feel a presence around your body. And we're going to bring you back more into your body now. And your spirit will come in whatever way it needs to. And it may come in through your crown chakra. It could come in through your heart. But it's its decision of how it wants to integrate back into your body. So I'm going to count to 10, and at that point, you're going to feel your spirit come into you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. And you should feel a little heavier inside of your body. That means that you're basically home. And we're now going to clear away some more entities. And I would guess that we probably increased about 10% more. And just doing some more clearing here. And sometimes when an entity comes into you, your thoughts will change. You might want to go do something that you really have never done before in your life. Like maybe smoking a cigar, or maybe going out drinking, or, you know, driving your car fast or something. Doing something that maybe could be against the law even, possibly. So you have to be careful, because they're going to bring to you their lifetimes and body hoppings that they have done through other people, and then they're going to come into you and want to do that experience in your body. And they can only live on your energy from your spirit in your body, because they have no way to get charged up. They don't take energy from the earth. They just take it from you. So you're their life source. Your spirit is. So here we go. I'm going to come back more into your bodies now. So just kind of sit there. You may want to close your eyes to feel the energy come back into you. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There. Going to do one more clearing here. And hopefully you're going to be about half in your body during this process here. And this you should be doing yourself daily. Just sort of giving you a little technique on how to do this here. And we're just clearing out entities. I'm asking them to leave, so to speak. I do this quite often with people, so for me it's very automatic, very easy. For yourself, you want to ask the entities to leave. Everything spiritually is actually a command. It's either yes or no, you know, stop or go, left or right. It's not please do this, because that's not going to work. You want to command this energy out of you. And your spirit can do this for you, so you're uniting with your consciousness, which is what you talk, can think with, and then connecting with your spirit, and your spirit then can help kick out these entities out of you. here we go. So we collected more around you. And here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And it feels like the people in the audience are at least 40% of their body to about 60%. So that's not too bad. Much better than 20. And what I'm going to do now is put you in your body properly. So it's going to take you out momentarily here, and now you're going back in again. There we go. And you might feel that shift. What happens is sometimes, like if you're sleeping and the alarm goes off and all of a sudden you jerk really hard, that's a crash landing, which means that your body got awakened, but your spirit was out doing whatever it was doing when you were sleeping, and it hurries back to you as fast as it can because it's responsible for your waking consciousness. And it can come in crooked or sideways or upside down. If you're out on the astral plane, which you shouldn't be, but if you are and you're doing something out there and maybe you're doing some kind of spiritual fighting or warfare or whatever, you can wake up maybe having the arm numb. You may have a problem walking possibly. You may have black and blue bruises on your body. And so I don't recommend going out to the astral plane. A lot of aggression is done there, and it's not that beneficial for you. And when that happens, if your spirit was out there, say, doing some type of battle where you had, say, swords, and maybe you had an arm cut off, you're going to come back here in your body, and since your spirit is the conduit for healing, it'll be missing an arm. And your arm may feel strange for maybe a few hours, or could even be months, until your spirit gets healed. Yes, hello.
Hello, Ron.
Caller.
Hi, Ron. It's Tammy.
Hi, Tammy.
How you doing?
Doing good. How are you today?
I missed you yesterday, partner.
Have a question for me, Tammy?
Yes, I do. I keep getting sporadic connections with the internet. I missed a comment you were talking about in one of your previous shows. With regard to sometimes people go into the astral plane and they come back or they wake up the next morning due to issues from the astral plane, and I was wondering if you could address that.
Okay, yeah.
My second question
is, talking about that, yes. So thank you.
And my second question is My second question is.
I guess you probably have to hang up now, Tammy.
Oh, okay.
So thank you for calling, and I'll answer the question again. Okay, so the astral plane, yeah, I don't recommend going out there, mainly because there's no need to. Whenever you want to get any type of information spiritually, and this is also true with meditation, stay in your body and get the information brought to you. You don't have to go out of your body to get information. And especially in meditation, if you go out and you're not protected when you go out of your body, you know, you can tell that very easily when somebody's out, because if you just clap your hands around somebody or somebody jumps when they hear a loud noise, you're out of then you're not responsible. Yes, I heard another beep here.
Hey, Ron.
Anyone else online?
Hello, Ron.
Hello.
Hi, Ron. This is William.
Oh, hi, William.
How you doing?
Good. How are you tonight?
I'm very good.
Do you have a question?
Yeah, I have. I was just... contemplating today about how things are changing for, 2007. And I know that, I think, wasn't there another light chip created to aid the Earth in its process of change?
Oh, yes. I could talk about that briefly here.
Yeah.
Thank you, William. I'll bring that up right now.
To help individuals, isn't it?
So... About a week before Thanksgiving, in fact, the Monday before Thanksgiving, the Creation Light Ship created a light ship that would be here strictly for the Earth. And naturally, this is all spiritual energy. It's invisible. And this light ship is here to help the planet for its ascension. And it's going around doing clearings on the waters, on the air, on everything that's related to the planet. for the so the planet can do its ascension process. 2,000 years ago, when Jesus came to do his teachings of ascension and healings, the planet did not shift because the people were not awakened enough to go with the planet, so the planet chose not to ascend. And so what we have now is densities that are 4,000 years in our physical bodies as opposed to the standard 2,000. But basically right now the planet is going to shift, and it's up to you to give your body the reward to take it with you during this process of ascension. And the light ship that is here is for the planet's ascension. And so far it has not started to work with people here. But like I tell everybody, you need to be in your body 100% for the ascension to take place for your physical body, because your body needs to have your spirit integrated with it. And this light ship could very possibly do and help people later on, but right now it's kind of up to you to do this. The creation light ship that I'm from is here to help people. And the new light ship that's created is here just for the Earth itself to do the ascension. So, you know, time is moving very quickly, and everybody realizes that who's in their spiritual in a spiritual path, that this next year and maybe the following year are going to be very, very fast, maybe intense. So it's just up to you to get into your body, to go and have your body do the transformation. And now I'll kind of talk about the astral plane. I don't myself meditate. I get everything that I need brought to me. I ask for guidance, and it comes to me. I never go out of my body looking for it. I don't read any books on spirituality or healings, because I don't wish to take on somebody else's belief system. And so I guess I'm very fortunate not to do that. So for me, it's just being an extraterrestrial spirit here that hasn't been here for 3,000 years. I have a lot of knowledge that comes to me from the ship. So I guess I'm lucky at that. But the main thing is, don't go out of your body. Stay in your body continuously, because each time you go out, then you're opening yourself up to entities. And like I said, the worst place is probably going to the astral plane and doing things there, and there is information there, but you know, have it brought to you. That's why you have a spirit. The process for enlightenment is not to go without, it's to go within and go to your heart center and connect with your spirit. What I'll do for everyone right now online is, if you choose to, everything is your free choice, is I'll have the light ship connect with you. And we're going to do the drop from your head down into your heart. Yep. Did someone just call in?
Oh, hi, Ron. My name's David.
Hi, David.
Hi, and I was just interested. I missed part of the beginning, and I was just interested, like, what is the light ship, the creative light ship, creation light ship, and, like, the history of it, or is it from a certain area, certain place in the universe? And I'll just take my call up there and listen.
Okay, yeah, okay.
Thanks.
Thank you, David. The creation light ship was created by the 12 source energies. Initially, there was one energy, and that energy split in half to get the reflection of itself so it could see what it's doing, basically. And then from there, it needed a way to manifest. So then it divided itself down from 1 to 2 into 12, and it created 12 equal energies with different attributes. So now they had to figure out a way at that point how they're going to do their manifestations and where. So they created, in our terms, the creation light ship. And this travels throughout space and time, interdimensionally, throughout the universe. And it does healings on all sentient beings and also all planets, etc. So everything that was ever created in the universe is on this creation light ship. And the creation light ship is in the light. It is the light. In our terminology here, you might call that God. but I don't use that terminology because a lot of the words that people use for God is in a 3D reality, and that 3D reality doesn't go up high enough in consciousness. And so there are creative, say, beings or gods that may have created the Earth, possibly, or other solar systems, but the main initial creation is on the creation light ship. And so this is where life has started with everything. And so, like I said, everything on there is on the creation light ship that is created in the light. They use light frequencies, light vibrations. The darkness energy that people talk about is strictly energy that was not created by the light. And the light is always trying to catch up with the darkness because the darkness can mimic the light. And that's the sad thing. Right now, the light on this planet is about 65%. About 2 years ago, when the light ship came to this planet to help out, the darkness was about 45%. And so, I mean, assuming that the light was about 45%, and so now the light's about 65%. This is why you're seeing a lot of changes. So the creation light ship is original creation energy, and all the masters, the saints, the angels, the people that are very high spiritually were created there, and they still go there. And then from there they go down through the different dimensions of consciousness, and they'll normally take a physical body, talking about the Earth here, and they'll incarnate here. And they may incarnate through some other energies, like we'll say the Galactic Federation. So they'll come down, and whoever's in charge of overseeing the planets, whatever that hierarchy would be, they'll come into that, and then from there come here. And on the ship, there's all these original divine energies. There's energies of the human bodies on this planet. There's energies of other human bodies that are made elsewhere for other planets. There's different variations. There's prototypes. There's different types of, say, fingers and eyeballs and bone densities, and everything is up there. Whatever needs to be created is there. Energies that are, a prototype that they don't want to use any longer is still there, and there's upgrades. So it's quite interesting. There's all different types of eyeballs there. It's very interesting to do a tour when I take people up there to actually see these different rooms. There's different types of food that the light beam doctors work with. They'll give you different types of food. They eat different types of food. They have regular food like we have, although it's much smaller portions. There's energies that you go into a room and it actually provides you with your life force energy instead of eating. So whatever is created in the light is there. And the doctors now that are there helping us here, this is their first incarnation, and they'll take on their physical body appearance of where they're going to after the universal shift. And in our terms, that would be the ascension process. So after the universe gets recreated, then at that point, these beings will incarnate to the planet that they chose to go to. So the actual consciousness shift is going to be, by my understanding, instantaneous. The light is going to dematerialize all of its creations. And then at that time, everything is out of time. And then the planet will say, or planets, the universe will decide how it wants to reform itself. And if it chooses to go into another dimension of consciousness. And at that state, it'll be rematerialized instantly. And it'll be in a different vibration. So this is the main thing with us here, is that the physical bodies here need to have your spirit in them for this ascension process. If you choose to go onto the earth plane again, and re-experience heaven on earth. And that's very, very important. This is what I'm all about, is to help people through this process. What the ship does up there, when you go up there to have your attunements, you're up there physically walking around on the ship, and they do 48-strand DNA attunements on the ship. And a lot of that's in the invisible bodies, but this is what they do, because they're advancing you spiritually for this shift so that you're able to withstand higher frequencies. And they're integrating your light body to you. But your spirit has to be with you. This is the main thing. And everything is inward, so you need to connect with your spirit. So what we'll do now is we're going to take your consciousness, which is your awakening consciousness, your thinking abilities, we'll call that, and we'll drop that into your heart so you can be heart-centered. And this is where your spirit resides. This is a small, little small voice that you have inside of yourself that most people don't hear. They look all around outside of themselves for it. They try to go into their head to find spiritual guidance, but it's all in your heart. And so here we go. So just kind of close your eyes and sit back. And the creation light ship now is going to connect with you and drop your consciousness down into your heart center to get your true guidance. So here we go. I'll count from 10 backwards. Think of it as an elevator dropping down from the 10th floor down to the first. So here we go. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. There we go. And we'll do that again. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, I'll just let you sit there for about a half a minute or so. Ask your spirit for guidance. Okay, so that should connect you to your spirit. This is who you really are. This is who you wish you would be, with your spirit walking with you continuously, getting your guidance. And so, like I said, most people are probably going to be 40 to 60% in their bodies. So as far as being connected to other realms here. Mainly you're just strictly in this realm on 3D. And it's sometimes difficult to go out of this realm to look for your guidance. So this is why I always tell people to stay with their spirit. Their spirit has all the answers. And I don't really recommend going out of your body during meditation. And I also don't recommend grounding yourself to the earth. In meditation, a lot of people teach that you connect with a grounding rod or a crystal or whatever, go to the center of the earth with this here. Well, what that does, it takes your consciousness and it hooks it up to the earth energy. And who you are isn't really earth energy, because it's a whole different creation. Who you are is your spirit, and it's at a higher vibratory rate to be here. So when you ground yourself to the earth, then you're taking on earth lessons, getting earth information. And for myself, I don't really want to sample hurricanes and tornadoes and forest fires and earthquakes. So what I'll do is just ground to my heart center. So I want to connect to who I am rather than connecting to some other life force, which would be the earth. And so being grounded means being in your body, not really being connected to the earth. Your body is always connected to the earth. It's made of the earth. But everybody's on a spiritual journey, so I don't see why anybody'd want to connect to the earth, because you're going to be losing your spiritual information typically when you do that. So that's a comment that I have regarding that here. People ask me, well, what about, you know, alien contact? How do I do that? Well, basically, you know, the dark side is still out there. There's still a lot of negative ship clouds here that are visible in the skies. If you're able to see a cloud that looks like a spaceship around here in Mount Shasta, there's quite a few of them. And I've seen them elsewhere in different locations. And these are normally the negative ships that are here to take energy, especially off Mount Shasta, to get charged up. And so until we have our spiritual hierarchy here, the Galactic Federation helping us out to eliminate these ships here, it's going to be kind of rough for us to advance here more spiritually. And that's just very unfortunate. After seeing a lot of the websites of the last couple of years about ET intervention, how our space brothers are going to come here to save us, that's mainly, you know, the job for you to be with your body and to get your own information. I don't perceive anything outside of ourselves helping us at this time, although there are ones out there that are trying, but the word trying is probably pretty good. A lot of times the websites will talk about how something was going to happen yesterday, but it didn't happen because of the dark side coming in. Well, you know, the energy just aren't at a high enough spiritual level to be able to combat this energy. So the main thing is to go inward and get your own information. Don't rely on somebody else's channeling or information. Get it yourself. This is why I showed you how to go into your heart center. This is your own divine truth, which pertains to you. So we'll do another clearing here. And this here is going to be an emotional healing. And we do have a lot of help with the extraterrestrials here trying to help us, but we still have wars, and we still have poverty, and we still have famines here. And so for myself, I don't see much assistance happening. I think we're still in the same state of affairs that we've been in for hundreds of years here, although people are waking up to the situations around us. But like I said, it's still an inward journey for everyone. So I'm going to do a healing now. This healing will work with your emotional body. Like I said, you need to be in your body for the ascension process. And your emotional body is the body that is the biggest blockage for that. So this is the genetic history of your ancestors. Hello, yes?
Hi, my name is Diego, and I just had a question. What is the Galactic Federation?
The Galactic Federation is, thank you for calling.
All right, thank you.
Okay, it is the spiritual overseers of our planet, we'll say. And this is where a lot of the masters came from. They came from the creation light ship, and then they had to go down into frequencies lower than the light ship, and then finally have a home base to where they would have their energy placed. And then from there they were supported, hopefully, all the time, but not always, by the Galactic Federation and the hierarchy there. And so this is where a lot of the masters have come from. And unfortunately, a lot of the teachings kind of got confused, or they had dark side teachings in them, which kind of, the dark side is very tricky, and the dark side created reincarnation here on this planet. It doesn't happen elsewhere. It's only here. I won't say only here, but this is since we're in this situation, it's happening here. And we weren't designed on a spiritual level from creation to be stuck here lifetime after lifetime. We were initially just going to come in here for one lifetime, experience the earth plane, and then go somewhere else after the body passed on. It's your spirit's responsibility to heal the body. It's the conduit for the divine to come into your body for healings. And so that's why it's here, is to help to heal the life form, which is your body. And its trade-off, its reward, is to be able to become conscious with you, to be like your best friend, and then to use its spiritual energy and thought to be creative. So I hope this kind of answered your question there. And unfortunately, the a lot of the teachings here in religions kind of got misinterpreted, or they kind of had some mistruth in there, which people hang on to as a divine law, which it really isn't. And, you know, that's why we have the war over in the Middle East now, because of a different belief system on religions. And it's very sad that nobody honors the physical body here. That's just the way it is. So we'll do an emotional clearing here, which will help your spirit get more into your body. What you'll probably feel, if you're a feeling type person, you're going to be sensing, feeling that you're more relaxed. And also, if you look upon an issue that you have dealt with in the last, say, 3 years, it'll be released from you. You're going to be able to see this, that whatever happened to you emotionally, but it won't be in your face. It's going to be like a very distant movie to you, like it happened to someone else. This takes about 1 minute to do, so I'm having the light shift now connect with you. And here we go. So I'm going to go to the sixth chakra down to the first. I use the term replace to zero charge, so I'm going from this point in time back to your last birthday. So here we go. Sixth chakra, replace to zero charge. Fifth, replace to zero charge. Fourth, replace to zero charge. Third, replace to zero charge. Second, replace to zero charge. First, replace to zero charge. Next, you're back. Sixth, replace to zero charge. Fifth, replace to zero charge. Fourth, replace to zero charge. Third, replace to zero charge. Second, replace to zero charge. First, replace to zero charge. Next, you're back. Sixth, replace to zero charge. Fifth, replace to zero charge. Fourth, replace to zero charge. Third, replace to zero charge. Second, place to zero charge. First, replace to zero charge. And next, you're back. Sixth, replace to zero charge. Fifth, replace to zero charge. Fourth, replace to zero charge. Third, replace to zero charge. Second, replace to zero charge. First, replace to zero charge. So if you just sit back now and close your eyes, like I said, you should feel a little more relaxed in your body. This takes away the trauma out of your body, out of your spirit, and then out of your emotional body. And if you look upon something that caused you emotional trauma, look at it right now. Whatever the scene would be, it could be relationship problems, it could be being hit by a car, it could be a car accident, it could be, you know, having a broken bone or something. Just look at it now, and you're going to see that that is very distant to you, that traumatic situation. You're going to see what happened to you, but it won't be an emotional sting on it. Because remember, your spirit cannot come into your body with traumas. So I'll just let you sit there for about a half a minute here and just look at different situations in your life that's happened in the last 3 years. Okay. I'll do another type of healing, and this is the feeling body. So the first one was the emotional. This is a feeling body. Here we go. Same process. These are divine healings done by the creation light ship for you. They're instantaneous. This is the way the divine works. So here we go. From right now back to your last birthday, sixth chakra, replace to zero charge. Fifth, replace to zero charge. Fourth, replace to zero charge. Third, replace to zero charge. Second, replace to zero charge. First, replace to zero charge. Okay, next, you're back for one full year. Sixth chakra replaces zero charge. Fifth replaces zero charge. Fourth replaces zero charge. Third replaces zero charge. Second replaces zero charge. First replaces zero charge. Okay, next you're back for one full year. Sixth replaces zero charge. Fifth replaces zero charge. Fourth replaces zero charge. Third replaces zero charge. Second replaces zero charge. First replaces zero charge. And next you're back, one full year. Sixth replaces zero charge. Fifth replaces zero charge. Fourth replaces zero charge. Third replaces zero charge. Second replaces zero charge. First replaces zero charge. Okay, this is a little different than the emotional healing. Some people relate to feelings more than emotions, so just kind of look at this situation now. Look at the same ones over again. You should feel a little more relief and less pressure on you. So these healings are life-changing. They're instantaneous. There's very little, if any, emotional processing. I charge $5 for each year of your life. So say if you're the age of 30, it would cost $150. And if you're over 60, I don't charge over $300. So all those years are free. And I believe the oldest person that I've worked with so far was about 95. And it's incredible because once you're done with this healing on the emotional body, it's like starting over again. You're reborn again of your spirit. Because like I said, your spirit cannot come into you with densities. Your spirit's in love energy. And densities, which is judgment, is where your spirit cannot come into you. A young baby doesn't know about judgments. And that's why a baby's so vibrant. It's 100% there with its spiritual energy. And then as you start judging and learning how to live here, and your body starts to bring the issues up that it would like to heal, then you get more into judgment, and then your spirit somehow just starts to leave you. And then if you go through like the school of hard knocks here and have different situations happening to you, then at that point you're also being diluted too with your spirit energy each time you work on something. And so, like I said, most people are 20% in their body, and that's not enough to have your spirit take your body through the ascension process. So the main thing is to get into your body, to be more responsible for your life, to get your spiritual guidance, and to be able to have a higher awareness of who you are. I'll do one more healing here. This healing is on your mental body, and it's much like the other ones, the same technique. What we're having now with each person who's listening, you're having probably about between 4 to 8 light being doctors working with you for this clearing. It's very, very complicated on the light shift. And remember, they're out of time, so even though it's only taken about a minute for me to do this clearing, it's taken them a lot longer on the light shift. And I figure when I do it down here, what you just had is about a 90% clearing. When I do your whole lifetime, I have to go over the years many times to complete the healing. So here we go. Mental body. This is like defragmenting your home computer. You may be able to think a little faster and quicker here after this process. So here we go. The same technique here. Just kind of sit back and relax. So mental healing. So we're going from this point in time back to your last birthday. Sixth chakra replaces zero charge. Fifth replaces zero charge. Fourth replaces zero charge. Third replaces zero charge. Second replaces zero charge. First replaces zero charge. Next year back, one full year. Sixth chakra replaces zero charge. Fifth replaces zero charge. Fourth replaces zero charge. Third replaces zero charge. Second replaces zero charge. First replaces zero charge. Next year back, one full year. Sixth replaces zero charge, fifth replaces zero charge, fourth replaces zero charge, third replaces zero charge, second replaces zero charge, first replaces zero charge. And one more time. Sixth replaces zero charge, fifth replaces zero charge, fourth replaces zero charge, third replaces zero charge, second replaces zero charge, first replaces zero charge. Okay. So just kind of sit back and relax again. Close your eyes and just kind of see how you feel now. Think of how your mind is working. See if your thoughts are being connected much easier for you. Okay, so what we're going to do now is, if you would like, we'll go up on the Creation Light Ship. We'll do maybe a 10 to 15 minute healing there. So we're going to have Janina come. She's the commander of the ship who facilitates you being transported. And you may feel this beautiful love energy around your body as she's connecting with you. So just kind of relax. Takes about 2 seconds to get transported or get beamed up to the ship. You're there just like you are here. You're in physical form. All of your energy bodies come with you. So this is not really what you may call just like an etheric healing. It's a complete healing on everything. So here we go. She's ready. You might feel heart energy happening, a warmth around your heart center. And we're going up right now. And if you have any animals or pets you'd like to have healed, bring them up too. Just think of them in your consciousness. There we go. Okay. Your animals and pets are now going to a special animal healing ship dedicated for healing. And we're now having our body scanned on the Creation Light Ship. And if you happen to have a glass of water in front of you, we'll have the light ship attune that for you to put in special frequencies that you may need to detox to help your cellular body do some more integrations. So here we go. We're going into the orientation room. This is where we select our doctor teams. Remember, we're at free choice up there. We're walking around just like we're walking here, and you're talking to the light being doctors, and there's all different forms. Remember, this is creation energy, so there's little orbs that are there that are conscious. We communicate through mental telepathy. There's humanoids like us. There's flowers. There's sea animals. There's all different types of creation. There's like giraffes up there. There's frogs. There's all different types of beings that are here to help us. There's tall, I'll use the word ETs, and there's short ones. And they're all on the light being stage before they do their next incarnation. But they have the technologies of where they're going to be incarnating into. So we're at free choice to decide and select what procedures we'd like to have done with us and what particular race we'd like to have them working with us also. So here we go. We're going into the next room. And I'm being told we picked about 18 doctor teams. Each team is 3 doctors. And right now we're going into the beautiful crystal healing room. I'm actually up there right now, just like you are, but I'm conscious of what's happening. And we're going into this beautiful crystal healing room. It's about 10 foot in diameter. And the crystals are communicating with us. We're levitating now. And we can request now inside of our head down here what we'd like to have worked with. So just kind of sit back, and I'll be back in about a minute here. Let you experience this crystal energy. And you may feel the results down here. Remember, you're being turned off and on because you are frequency. Many, many times. And each time you're turned off is when you're up on the Creation Light Ship, and they change time for us. So we can be in many rooms at one time. It's very simple for them to do this with us with their high technology. So I'll just sit back and relax and ask for your healings, and I'll be back in about a minute. Okay. The next room that they're showing me up there is a room that has the whales in it, and there's also some dolphins. So each team has three individual set of doctors. Remember, they're conscious beings just like we are. And we're going into this beautiful swimming pool. That's how it appears up there. And the water is liquid light energy. It's silver and sparkles like diamonds. It has no physical weight to it. And now we're in the water swimming. And we can actually touch the skin of the whales and the dolphins. And they're going to do some healing work on us. So again, request your healing down here. And just sit back and relax. If you're a seer, you're going to be able to see these up there. If you're a feeler, you may feel the energy change in your body. And just keep asking for healings. And I'll see you back in about a minute. I think I'm going to bring in another divine energy down here. I'm going to bring in the energy of Mother Mary. So she'll be coming into your living room. She'll bless your space where you are. Ask for healings and guidance also. So I'm going to connect to Mother Mary's first cause spiritual energy from the creation light ship. And here she comes. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, so I'll see you back in about a minute. Okay, I'm going to go to another location, and this room is their pain release room. So if you have any physical body pain, just request healing now. Remember, you have to ask, because the divine always sees you perfectly, because they feel that whatever you're dealing with is what you wish to create, and it's there, and they're not going to take something away from you that you don't want to have taken away. So you have to always ask for healings. They see you as being perfect. So we're in this pain room now, and request now inside of your head where your pain is in your body. And I'll bring in another divine energy down here. And I'll bring in the energy of Jesus. Again, this is his first cause spiritual energy. And it's going to come down into your living room now, wherever you are. If you're in your car, it'll come into your car too. Some people go out and stay in their car during my conference calls that I have three times a week. But wherever your computer is where you're going to be. So, and you can ask the energy to expand out too into your living room. So here comes Jesus. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And again, you can ask Jesus for spiritual guidance and also healing. So see you back in about a minute. Remember, you're out of time up there on the creation light ship, so their time can be whatever they need to help us. And they're showing me the next room, which is the room where they're going to be scanning us for maybe cancer, tumors, etc. So we're standing in front of a opaque like piece of glass. It's very thin. And it lights up red and orange where there's cancer detected in our bodies. They don't allow me to see that. And everybody now is leaving, going into their cancer treatment room. So if you do have this, just request inside of your head also now. And we're going into this room, and we're there now, and they're starting to work with us. So just kind of sit back and relax. And I'm going to bring in another divine energy down here. And I'm going to bring in the energy of Buddha. So here we go. This is his first cause energy of creation. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And again, I'll see you back in about a minute, and just request for your healings that you'd like to have now. Remember, you're in many rooms right now, so just start requesting. Okay, I'm seeing people with maybe feet problems here. So they're going to be working on our feet. So we're going into another location. And this is where the doctors will be starting to work on our ankles and our heels and our toes, our arches. So if you'd like that corrected, just give your request right now. And we're still in the physical body pain room. And the doctors now are working with our feet. So you may feel energy around your feet now. And I'll bring in another divine energy down here. And we'll bring in the energy of Kuan Yin. Again, this is the first creation energy of Kuan Yin. So here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And again, request healing and guidance, and we'll see you back in another minute. Okay, I see a team now also working with our lungs. So if you have anything wrong with your lungs, just request that now. I see a team working inside of our mouth. They're working with our gums and our teeth, checking out for cavities and gum infection. I see another team working with our sinuses. Another team now is checking us out for different types of maybe skin infections. They're doing some skin sampling up there. So they're working on burns right now. I see somebody with burns. We're going to go into what we have down here in a sense. It's a hyperbaric oxygen chamber. And this is a round sphere. It's like clear glass. And we're in there sitting in a nice chair. Very, very comfortable. And they're putting some gel all over our body right now. This gel is kind of an orangish color. It's about an inch thick on our body. And they're closing the door now, and we're inside of here breathing this beautiful oxygen under pressure. Down here, I'll bring in the oxygen that we're breathing up there. So within about a minute, just start taking some deep breaths. You're going to be able to feel a change in your lungs and also the way this new oxygen is going to help us out here. So here we go. So the ship oxygen now will be coming into your living room here. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, take a deep breath now. And exhale and just see how your breathing is working. You may have a little better lung capacity right now. And you may feel the air has changed slightly as you're breathing it in and out. I have another team that is now working with headaches. And they're working on our spine right now. This is in another room. So you may find yourself a little bit taller after this session here. They start with our tailbone and do some corrective work there and then work their way up. They can repair discs that are defective, not positioned properly. They can increase bone mass. So they can do just about anything up there. The healing depends on how clear you are with your emotions, because your emotions, as you come back down here, can at times take your healing and distort it and put you back into the same situation that you were in. Although I do have miracle healings happening all the time with people. So it's just an individual thing on what needs to be worked with you. But your biggest enemy down here is the emotional body, which is preventing your physical body from healing. This is why I do the emotional clearing, to give you a much better chance for healing. See them doing some adjustments now in the middle of our back on our spine. Another team now is working with our rib cage. And another team now is taking away some of our fatty tissue inside of our body cavity. They'll start to reposition our lungs and our heart. They start to sag a little bit as we get older. I see them working on somebody who possibly has a hernia that I'm seeing out there. And we'll go into one other room here. We're going to go into a very special room. This room is where you were created, your spirit, and you're going into this room right now, and they're going to recreate with your spiritual blueprint of who you are, your spirit, in this room. And it's across the wall from you, and it's a light body form. Those who can see on the ship will actually physically see this. And I'm going to count to 10. And you're going to have your spirit walk into you to rejuvenate you. So here comes your spirit. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There, now you're integrated with your spirit. So I'll see you back in about a minute. Okay, so we'll start to come back now. So we're going to the orientation room, and we're giving thanks now to the doctors that helped us with healings this evening. And we're getting our animals and our pets now. And now we're going into the transporter room, and they're putting around us a special cocoon of conscious healing energy. And this conscious healing energy is going to be with us for the next 5 days, so you can request additional healing if you like. Remember, you want to ask more than one time. The divine only works in the now. And you ask once, it'll give you one result. So you want to keep asking. And they're getting ready to bring us back down here. And we're coming back down right now. And now we're here. So what I'll do is give you my phone number. It's very simple. It's toll-free. It's 1-877-ETHEALS, H-E-A-L-S. And I do conference calls three nights a week, much like the one we just had just now. And I have different programs for healing. They're all based and geared for the ascension process. And the main thing is to get into your body so you can do the ascension and also get your own spiritual guidance. Nothing outside of you is ever going to heal you but your own spirit. And the healings that I do on the emotional body is very beneficial. It can change your life. And if you go to any other practitioner after that, they're going to have a lot better results with their healing modalities on you. So I thank everyone for being with us tonight. And I hope that you receive the healing that you've asked for up on the ship. And remember, my phone number is 1-877-ET-HEALS. And my email is ethealingclinic@yahoo.com. ethealingclinic@yahoo.com. And my website, which is kind of long, is extraterrestrialhealingclinic.com. extraterrestrialhealingclinic.com. So thank you all for being with me, and I'll be back on this radio show next Wednesday at 7 o'clock. And have a wonderful evening, and blessings to all of you. Good night.